Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Seven, eight, nine. Oh, last one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ha, 10. Oh, what's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I hope you're streaming with us on YouTube because we just rolled out the new YouTube channel. I hope you're streaming with us just so you're getting the opportunity to catch this exclusive YouTube content. I'm going to be sure to put out the link and make sure you find us on YouTube. The name of our channel is Speak Your Success. You can just type in Speak Your Success and it will pop right up. But today I want to come to you and just share this message for this Monday motivation. It's all about what's one more step. What's one more thing that you can do just to get a little bit further? You see, I'm here just repping it out. One more step, one more rep. And it's funny because this is the second time I'm doing this video, because the first time I did it and the audio wasn't tight and I said, I can't cheat the successors. And that falls right in line with today's message. What's one more step? Just think about when your boss asks you to do something. Are you even doing what's required? Are you doing just enough to get by? It reminds me when I would sit at the table with my brother growing up. And my parents would always tell us, son, just eat your vegetables and just clean your plate and then you can leave from the dinner table, right? I don't know how some of you all grew up, but my family did not play that. We did not waste food at all, okay? We did not waste food. Friends, if any of you are on Instagram or Twitter, be sure to follow us, SYS Podcast 1. Let's stay connected. But we're sitting at the dinner table and it got to the point where I would eat all my vegetables because vegetables wasn't hard for me. But my brother, Freddie, he wasn't the biggest fan of vegetables. So Freddie would sit at the table. It sometimes would seem like hours. I was in my room taking a nap. I was in my room playing the game. And he just couldn't finish the vegetables because he didn't want to. How many times in our life are we not going beyond the call of duty just because we don't want to? We don't feel like it. We're in the gym to work out and get fit. But we don't like the feeling that it requires or the feeling that it pulls from us. Today, I just want to share that with you because I was just spending some time reading this particular book and it talked about just going the extra mile. Too often times we're required, okay? Imagine you're required to work out. You're required to do 10 minutes of fitness. You run, you sweat. You're exhausted, but it's only been 9 minutes and 45 seconds. You say, oh, I'm done. I worked out 10. You round up. Math told me to round up. After we get to 5, it rounds up. So you just quit there. But what's one more step? Some of us have a significant other, a spouse or a partner. And some of us, our partner has a honey-do list for us. They say, babe, go out and mow the lawn. And you mow the lawn, but then you look around and you realize, but you have weeds in the yard. You look around and you realize that this yard could, I could trim the weed. I can weed eat up and down the sidewalk to make sure it looks clean. But she didn't ask me to do that. But he didn't ask me to do that. So then we just stop and we cut corners in life. And then we create this culture of doing just enough. And then some of us begin to start our own businesses. We're entrepreneurs. However, that doesn't boil over into the entrepreneurial life because you have to do beyond just enough because you want to stand out. You have to go further just to make sure that people notice you. So next time when you're at the gym and you're working out, I want you to ask yourself, what more can I do? Because average is just that. It's just enough. Not even half the time. But those who do what they're called to do, they do just enough. It seems like they excel. However, what if we go one step further? One more step, one more rep. I know you're tired, But do it over. I did this podcast. This is the second time. However, I've committed myself to excellence, and I don't want to cheat you, the listeners. I don't want to cheat you, individuals who are watching. Because I can't call myself an inspirator. I cannot call myself somebody who is adding value to you. I can't call myself somebody who desires to strive for excellence if I'm not even doing that. I can't challenge you to strive for excellence if I'm not doing that. So today, successors, go one step further. Do one more rep. What does it look like? You tell me. Let's talk. Shoot me a tweet at SYS Podcast 1. Use the hashtag SYS Pod. Share with me what's one more step that you will go. Is it by you committing to washing the dishes even though you know you're exhausted? Is it by you going a little bit further, just maybe to get your boss something because you knew that they didn't have time to get it? Is going one step further, sending that last email. Maybe it's an individual taking time and reaching out to another potential client. All because when we go a little bit further, that's where the payoff is. It's not when we do just enough. It's when after we're sore, we're exhausted, we're mentally and physically drained, but we push through. That's when the growth happens, friends. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? I've got to get out of here.